for how long?
It's time to listen to Reverend Ebo Asan, the head pastor of Prevailing Word Chapel, as his God-sent word can change, motivate, and inspire you for a better life. Enjoy this soul-lifting message.
Joshua chapter 16.
Joshua, one.
The title of my sermon today is Take What Is Yours. I said, take what is yours. Don't take what is mine. That
would
be stealing. And I don't have to take what is yours. That
will
be envying and stealing at the same time. But I can have what is mine. And you can also have what is yours. Let us read from verse 1, Joshua chapter 16. And the lot of the children of Joseph fell from Jordan by Jericho unto the water of Jericho on the east, to the wilderness that goeth up from Jericho throughout Mount Bethel, and goeth out from Bethel to Luz, and passeth along unto the borders of Aki or Achi to Ataroth, and goeth down westward to the coast of Jephleti, unto the coast of Beth Horon, the Nether, and to Geza, and the goings out thereof are at the sea. So, verse 4, so the children of Joseph, Manasseh, and Ephraim took their inheritance. So the children of Joseph, Manasseh, and Ephraim took their inheritance.
Now, okay, can't you tell me now? Now, we see a nunti Joseph, my Manasseh, and then you know, omu fa adia ne yo omu dia.
So check what is yours.
And nunti adia ya wo dia no fa.
I said check what is yours.
Fa adia ya wo dia.
I said check what is yours.
Fa adia ya wo dia.
All of us have been allocated blessings from God. You have to take what God has blessed you with. If you do not take it, your life will not be fruitful and fulfilling. But if you take what is yours, I will be happy with you. Tell the sister or brother sitting by you, when you take what is yours, I'll be very happy with you. The reason is because it will make your life so nice to behold. And tell the person, if you don't take what is yours, I'll be very angry with you. Now imagine that your father passes away and leaves you an inheritance to enjoy. And you refuse to take it. And your father in heaven begins to behold you on earth and sees that Mark is suffering too much. Kate is suffering too much. Do they not know what I have bequeathed unto them? Oh, I wish they can take it. But you see, there is something about those who have died and have passed on. Sometimes they get very frustrated with us. Because they are in a place where they can see clearly how our lives can be enriched. But we look at ourselves and we say, I don't have this, I don't have that, and I don't have this. But there is something you have. Instead of turning your eyes from what you don't have to what you have, you are concentrated on the money that you don't have. Meanwhile, there is something that you have. If you use it, the money you don't have will come.
Now, dear woman, say, Onyame anase nia wawo suru no hu nia wuhu eno ti se dia wodi wani kosi ade a woni hu sika woni adwapade a woni na mom bibi wo wu mu a won chan asenka wodani wani hweye a na wodi ye adwuma ka betumi ama wanya sa sika na wo hwehwe no.
Sometimes I think we are not nothing like.
Na madwenya mi se du ba bia ya na ye ndo nyame asiye.
We are not thankful in law enough in life. I heard the story of a man whose father died and left him a lot of money to enjoy. The following week, another relative passed away and left him a lot of money to enjoy. And the third week, another relation passed away and he discovered the guy had also left him a lot of money to enjoy.
Third week, just and I watch you at Tusumi and Sanoso.
It's a type of Jesus.
Now,
the fourth week, this guy met a friend of his, an old friend of his.
When the
friend looked at him, he said, "My brother, what is wrong?"
Now, who knows? He said, "You
don't look happy."
He said, "Yes, I'm
not
happy."
Then he told the story. He said, 3 weeks ago, my father died and left me a lot of money.
No, catch and say now what you mean, sir. Me papa we no jam me job at this.
2 weeks ago, a relative died and left me a lot of money.
Ne now what you mean, so be we a bush and we no send jam me job at
this. Just last week, somebody also passed away and left me some substantial amount of money.
Now what you mean, so be a sin we
but this week nothing happens.
Now what you do, be a.
It's funny, isn't it? Yet and yet, that is sometimes the very picture of our lives.
Now said the ayeka say, "Oh, we sound do baby aya brabo niti."
So there are things that God has bequeathed us by law.
Now no mabi woha womremu no onyame diamaye.
The sons of Joseph were called Manasseh and Ephraim.
Now Joseph mani from Manasseh and Ephraim.
Now, if you look at the man Joseph, Joseph is a type of Jesus.
Now uje Joseph abraba ni subiti say Yesu.
You look at his life, he appears to be faultless from the Bible standpoint. That's very much like Jesus. He was his father's beloved son. That's very much like Jesus. He was sent with food for his brothers who were at the battlefield. Just like God sent Jesus with the bread of life to minister to us who were battling with life. But when he got his brothers, they rejected him and despised him. That's exactly what Jesus experienced. The Bible says he came unto his own, but his own received him not. But thank God for as many as received him. I said thank God for as many as received him. Thank God that you received him. And I thank God that I received him. Bible says unto us he has given us something. He has given us something that qualifies us as sons of his. Every father likes to give something to his son or daughter. So there's something that Jesus has bequeathed unto us by virtue of his coming down, his suffering, his death, his ascension, and all that.
Now, Bibi wo ha Kristo di ama yen sa waba asase suni wo ni wo sorry ni ni suru ko nyinara waja yen Bibi.
There was a story of a woman who served a royal in Great Britain many hundreds of years ago.
Now, ma Bibi wo ha numa osumo Britain abrochimamu busyaku adishiano osumbaku.
She served so well, but she was an uneducated person. She could not read or write.
So
after, when this woman was passing away, she wrote in her will that she would like her estate to be handed over to this servant who has been very loyal and faithful.
So
it was presented in a certificate form.
And then
this woman laminated it and then put some wooden things around it and pasted it on the wall. Because
she
could not read, she didn't know what was written in it. So one day somebody came to visit with her. I've heard this story from several preachers. It's a real thing that happened. Now when this man got to this woman's room, she looked at the woman. The woman was not happy. She was complaining, "Life is difficult, my health is bad, this, that, and that." And the man was looking around, because some people, when they come to your house, they look around.
Na papa we yobi a okọ ma mi ni fi ebi mo ho omo ani pa sam kakra nyo ma no omo ani. Ani to nya nyina wura wo dan pe no ohwehwehwe. Ohwehwehwe na sa papa e nani ha no. Nani pa sam. Nti owura ho ano sha se so ohwehwe ma mi ne ban ho ne nyo ma e wo ho. Na no tie ma mi ne sam o ka bra bo edi mi hu nani su mi yare mi nya sika. Bibia anko ye ma mi na papa no gusu akenkan.
When he finished reading, he said, ah, but do you know what this thing means? The thing on the wall, do you know what it means?
Na mama ne kasa na sem nyina wi na obisa se na adie ya wetwa no foni bo ban wunim na de ban.
He said, look, a lot has been bequeathed you and you are not aware.
O si ni o ma bebre wo ho ayade ama wo na nsu wunim.
But the sons of Joseph, they knew what had been given them and they did what? They took it.
Na Joseph mane de no munim ade ayade agya wo no mo jefae.
I've come to tell you that we are here this morning,
yes,
to take what belongs to us in the coming.
Yes. Na no pe ma baba be ka kire wo se adibe biara ye ye dia wa fie ye besim na no pe ye begye.
You take it now in the spirit.
Wo be Genesis ya wo sunsumu.
And then events of life, events of the coming years will just lead those things unto you.
Na no ma be koko so wa fie bebem na de sa no ma ni nyina be brew.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I said hallelujah.
Amen.
I said hallelujah.
Amen.
So let me share with you four things about inheritance. The first thing about inheritance is that every one of us has something bequeathed to us from the hands of God. Turn with me to the book of Psalms, chapter 16 and verse 5. Psalms chapter 16 and verse 5 and 6. David is writing, and you know David did not have that much of natural blessings.
Now David na natural na otu say David so akwa ho hia mu kakra.
This was a man who it appears was not loved by his father.
Now who shed David abrabo otu mu say say na ne papa no pena sem papa.
And I don't think his brothers loved him that much.
I mean, Jindu sinani nianom so pena sem sa.
Because there's a way last borns are treated, like the way Benjamin and Joseph were treated by Jacob, but Jesse seemed to be treating or to have treated his last born differently.
Na senka ye ka aba otwa to de wo se de ye ye ne fa. Na so wo kin ka onjame asem na na Jesse ye Joseph David papa de. Na nya de a odi sa ye David.
Are you there? Verse 16. Chapter 16, verse 5. The Lord is the portion of my inheritance. And of my cup. Thou maintainest my lot. The lions are falling unto me in pleasant places. I have a goodly heritage. That's David talking.
David no ka say.
So it appears that in this life there are lions that have been ruled around our lives.
Na wait let's say Abraham ye woman ni ye twetwa akam bi afefa ye ho.
David said the lions have fallen unto me in pleasant places.
Na David say makam ni ye twetwa matoto ye di amame.
May the lions fall unto you in pleasant places.
I receive it. Onya me ma wakam no toto ye fa ma.
And then he said, the Lord is the portion of my inheritance. God is your inheritance. If God is your inheritance, what else can you need? Something has been allotted to you by the Heavenly Father. It's a good inheritance. You know, sometimes when people die and they leave us things, sometimes they are useless things.
Na bi wo ho no ma se obi wo adwapade bo ho du odija o na bi wo ho anye.
I had a guy whose father, when he passed, left him a lot of suits and ties.
Na
suit
obi ono ne papa wo ye no oja ni suit na tie.
And when the guy looked at the suit and the tie, he realized that they were all colo things.
Na no she sa suit ye di ama ya papa nchen ni na sinu so.
You see, the tie was like the breastplate of righteousness. Do you understand that? You see, in the olden days, their ties were big. And he looked at it. When you knot it, it becomes putu here. And the guy said, this is a very useless thing from my father. So there are some things when you inherit it, you look at it and you just shake your head. That is, that was not the kind of inheritance David had.
Now when David,
he said, I have a goodly heritage. And I've come to tell you this morning that there is something good also there for you.
Receive it.
Number two, God is particular about getting your inheritance into your hands. God wants you to have what is yours. In fact, he delights in seeing you using what he has blessed you with. And he's going to do, and he has done everything he can do just so that you can have what he provided for you. Many years ago, I heard the story of a famous Ghanaian who is said to have died and had left Ghana a lot of millions of dollars in a Swiss bank somewhere. Every year, a particular man will come on television. And then we'll be telling Ghanaians that, look, I need the politicians to go and assess that thing. And I remember one minister of finance who has passed said, we have tried to get that thing. It's not straightforward.
Na papa bi wo hono wona afi bia wo ba o si Ghana fo mu o sika o na ya amanyo amanyo fo mu ni mati na yanko na yanko hwe sika na papa bi ana no hwe sika sam so so.
So the minister said, we are not sure it's a genuine thing. But you see, when God bequeaths something to you, he makes the process of obtaining that thing so simple that you can have
it.
So how can I have what God has promised me? Read the book. Read the will. This is our will. Anything you read that is in the past tense is something that has already been given you. So you stand on that word of God and say, it is mine. You say, it is mine. You say, I believe I have it. You pray your way into that thing. And then begin to behave as though you have it already. And Bible says, and you shall have it. I said Bible says you shall have it. That's how you receive what is yours. So look with me to the book of Romans chapter 8. God is particular about getting your inheritance
now
into your hands. Romans 8 and verse 17. Paul is talking to the Christians and he's telling them what is theirs.
Now Paul near Christopher Casa no chill my dear yo mudia.
He said, and if children,
now I say mema,
then heirs.
Samuya mofradia ne na muya didi fo.
Joint heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ.
Na ye ya didi fo wonya memo ne ni Christo sudia dear.
Can you see that?
Na ya dear uhu.
God has made us his children.
Na wonya me ayeye ne ma.
Therefore, we are heirs of God.
And
joint heirs with Christ. Cyril, come. Daniel, come. This is God. Okay, Daniel. You are God. Okay.
But Daniel, I am God.
This is your son. Your son is very tall. But this is your son's friend. Very short. But you grew, okay? Powerful. Now, Daniel, as God, sent us his only begotten son, Jesus.
Now, your papa Daniel, Jesus
did everything his father asked him to do. Therefore, the Father has given him a name that is above every name. And there is nothing that this son desires that he cannot have.
Na di bibiara ni wa se be hwehwe a wonya.
So the father has said to the son, sit at my right hand.
Na papa na ka kire e ba ni se tina ma be ni fa.
So the father God is sitting here. Jesus is sitting at the right hand of his father.
Ti bra Daniel wa se wonyame a wa ma Christo tintin oye Christo a o ti na be ni fa.
But when Jesus came on earth,
na mra Yesu ba asase sui.
He had people like this guy who believed him.
Na obenya nkrofo bi ti sa brantie ya o muji Yesu ni di.
Na he was a bad boy.
Not a bad boy.
Like Zacchaeus, a bad man.
Na Zacchaeus etia se ya.
Cheating people out of their riches.
O se se o ti ti twetwe nkrofo hu sika kakra kakra.
Then one day he heard Jesus that Jesus had come to town.
Na da kro bi o ti se Yesu aba kro mu.
Zacchaeus climbed up on a sycamore tree and then sought to listen to what Jesus had to
na
say.
Na Zacchaeus ni tietie nti wo frudua.
And you know the story. Jesus looked up, tall Jesus looked up and saw short Zacchaeus.
Na Yesu tintin hwesu na hu Zacchaeus tietia so hwedua nko mu.
He said, "Come down today. Salvation has come into your house."
Hallelujah. No si Zacchaeus sane bra nene nkwaje aba ofie.
Therefore Jesus said to this guy, he said to him, "Look, I want you to have the things my father has given me."
Enu ti Yesu ka che Zacchaeus se ni amejade ama me no me pese hu su me ma obi.
So he changed his name.
Eno se san din.
And change your name.
Eno se san udin.
And change your name.
No se san udin.
And change your name.
No se san udin.
And change your name.
No se san udin.
He said, "I am called Christ."
O se me ya from me Christo.
You are my brothers and sisters.
Wo ye mu ye me nuanom.
So I put my name on you as well.
Enu ti me di me din atu su bi.
So you are Zacchaeus but you are a Christian.
Now we are Zacchaeus, their name mom who you Christo ni.
So now go to where your friend is at the right hand of the Father.
Enu ti ko baby a wonku no wo onyame abeni fa ho.
So it's a place of power now.
Enta ya baby a tu mi wo.
Everything that the son has, he is sharing with all those who believe in him.
Na obi adebi biara oba no wo no one na nyonku fo nyi na edi ade bo.
Can you get the picture?
Wo hu ade a mechi.
So there are things you don't have naturally.
Enta no mabe wo ho no ma ye ka na ni so wo ni de.
But you are heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ.
Nemo wodi ade na woni Christo su di ade bom.
Therefore everything that Christ has, you have it as well.
Ano ti ade bi biara Christo wo no su wo bi.
And there's something that Jesus said to the disciples before he left.
Na ade bi oha Yesu ka tre na su afo na asa na ofi wi ase.
Because Zacchaeus is now very very happy.
Na Zacchaeus ani ade o se Yesu amoto.
Jesus said, "Use my name."
Na Yesu say, "Famide ni adwuma."
He said, "Whatsoever you ask the Father in my name, it shall be given you."
Yes! Wo se bi biara wo be bi sa eja no wo mi dinu mu no wo be nya.
In fact, in the original language, what it really means is that if you ask anything in my name and the Father doesn't have it, he will cause you to have it.
Now, we can kind Greek now was say, "Adebe biara wo be bi sa meja no wo mi dinu a wan fa ma o no mi Yesu, me ma meja ne di ama."
So Jesus needed money to pay his taxes.
Anything na Yesu hia sika di betua ne tax.
He did not have money.
No ni sika.
He sent Peter to go and open the mouth of a fish and there was coin in it.
It's a shock. Anything wo ka kire Peter say Peter kopunum ko yi na mu wi abie nanum sika ni hye me de betua ye tax.
So you are heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ.
Na woni wo adedie wo yankopom na woni Christo su di ade.
Thank you God, thank you Jesus, thank you Christian.
Hallelujah.
Look at 2 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 1 and 21 to 20.
Korinto fo ngma tusumienu ye yonyame asem afi ho.
2 Corinthians chapter 1 rather and verse 20. Wow.
Korinto fo ngma tusumienu ti ba ku chichemu aduonu.
For all the promises of God in Jesus are yes.
Ha. Adibose bibiara ewo nyankopom nam Kristo su bia ye no kre.
And in him, amen unto the glory of God by us.
Na ne die mu nyina ye amen a eye onyame enmo onyam edema yen.
All the promises of God, how many of the promises of God?
Asin,
all the promises of God in who?
In Christ.
In Christ are what? Are yours indeed. That's what it means.
Now I say, "Bose bibiara onyankopom ahye ewo Kristo mu no ose eye no kre."
So I hope that you will not be like that woman. You will not take your Bible. You see, and some people treat the Bible like magic. They put their Bibles under their pillow so they can sleep.
Na me mpesa wo beye wa de sema me no di na adwapade atu mfoni maboban ho no. Na ebinum ya ye ne sa ye npo de ye mfa mboban ho ye de hye sumia se da so.
Let the word of God get in you richly.
Ma onyame asam no ehiehie wumu yie.
And nothing shall be kept away from you.
Na bibi biere ni wa onyankopon de be hinta wa no de be suma.
No good thing does it withhold from them that walk uprightly.
Ade pepe biere ni wa onyame akrama wonuma omdi na chi wonu kware mu.
The third thing about inheritance is that inheritance is linked to your growth.
Na adwapade na wo wona ne betumi akere se de wunyini beye.
Inheritance is linked to your growth.
Wadwapade no etumi efemfam wunyini ho.
There are some things you will never have in Christ until you grow up. Would you like your daughter Inshira to drive your car?
Na until you ni super person will ba Inshira wa eyi. Sunday school betu uka iana.
Will you give your car keys to her now to drive you home?
Na Obama ne kwa se Inshira ntu unkofie.
But if Inshira grows to be about 21, will you mind giving the key to Inshira to drive your car?
Na se Inshira nyinya 21 dia.
So you can see that inheritance is always linked to what? To growth, maturity.
When you ask a
child,
so we saw bofra.
Can you drive this car?
We saw so betumi akaka ya.
Especially the boys, they will tell you, yes, I can drive it. Give it to me now.
Na nkan kan kwa mema no baka to say, oh, meka, meka.
But it looks easy when you are driving.
Na se u kan a se emre.
They think it's easy.
O ma dwen am se emre.
So grow up in God.
Ano tinyi ni wonyame mu.
Because the heir, as long as he is a child, is not different from a servant.
Esa se ni odi ade no kosi so ya bofra no ni akoa sunsunie bi anem.
He is Lord of all.
E wo mu se wo ye nyame mu nyame de.
But he is under tutors and governors.
Na so wo sankrofo ase a wo mu esiesie no.
Until the time appointed of father.
Kosi se onyankopon emre ne beso.
So there are things God wants you to have.
Ano ti no mebe wo nyame pese wunya.
If you don't grow up in him, you may not see them.
Se wo nyini wo nyame mu asa ne oma no wunya.
So grow up.
Ano tinyi ni wonyame
mu. Tell the brother or sister by you, grow up.
Kacha no te won che ni se nyini wonyame mu.
Finally, there are two sides to every inheritance.
Na ne atusu mienu wo adwapade bia mu ne yehwe na fa mienu.
Always remember every blessing that God blesses you with. There are two sides to the blessing.
Kai se adwapade bia ne nhyira bi onyame de ba ma obi ano yehwe ni mienu.
There are blessings when you have them, they are actually not for you. They are supposed to pass through you to someone else.
En shrebi wo ha onyame de ma wa nya de ye wo de a ode fa wu mu keke se be ye be kwa ko ye obi dia.
The Bible says God gives bread to the eater and seed to the sower.
Na babo ma yati ase se onyame de aduane ma ne a wo pese wo di na ode aduaba de e ma ne a wo pese wo dia.
So when I have received a blessing in my life,
enu ti emra ma nya onyame shira wo mensam no,
there is bread in it and there is seed in it. That's why any blessing you have, try and sow some seed out of it. Can I have an amen for the Lord?
Amen.
If you want to receive Jesus as personal Savior and Lord, I want you to pray the following prayers after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you came to die for me. Please forgive me of my sins and write my name in the book of life. Thank you, Father, for hearing me. In Jesus' name. This is Pastor Ebo Asan. All right, I want to introduce to you two of the books I've been privileged to write. One is for married people and the other one is for those who are single. The title of the married book is called Now That You Are Married. Now the title sounds like it's a book for those who have just been married, but it's a book for everyone who desires marriage, everyone who is yet to marry, everyone who is newly married, and those who have been married for long. It's also very suitable for counselors, pastors, and so on and so forth. Now, in the book, I talk about deceptions about marriage. I talk about seven states or seven marital states. Then I talk about seven hurdles every married person must get over in order to enjoy what the Bible calls the promised land. I also talk about seven revelations you must have as far as marriage is concerned, and then 10 laws for marriage. Now, these are just some of the topics that are treated in this over 100-page powerful married book. I believe it will be a blessing unto you. So get a copy.
For copies of these and other messages and books, call 0244-228-331 or 0249-454-976 or visit the church on the Mpatado Anaji Road, 3 minutes drive from St. Peter's International School, West Anaji. God richly bless you.